talking with Beatrice Schultz. She is a financial expert in the financial pillar with Strategies for College. Welcome, Beatrice. Thanks so much for talking with us. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do with Strategies for College?
So I'm a certified financial planner, and I've been in the personal financial planning business for over 14 years. And in my practice, I work with parents. And when I'm working with that sweet spot of parents, it's impossible to think about talking about financial planning without taking into account this major capital expense called college. And it is an expense. People call it an investment. No. The kids are investing in their future. Parents is an expense. And that's the way we want to manage it and understand what is the best way to pay for this expense in order to give your kids all the opportunities that you want. So there's a lot of emotion around the money. The other part of it is we spend our whole lives saving and we think we're saving for retirement. We buy a house and we don't think, oh, I have to pay the full amount. We think, hey, I'm going to put a down payment, or all I can afford is a down payment and I'm going to invest. Well, what's happened is college is so expensive now that people are so overwhelmed because they can't pay for college out of their cash flow, their monthly cash flow. There's no way that they can pay for it. So it has to be planned for. And there's very few people that have enough saved for college that they can just say, oh, no problem. We've got $250,000 just sitting there. Most people are saying, hey, I've got some money saved, but I'm really worried and I want to make sure that I'm smart about how I choose my college. So college selection, really important to make sure your colleges are financially safe. We talk about being academically safe when we apply. And sometimes when we're applying for schools, some of those academic safe schools are the ones that are maybe an out-of-state public that might be the most expensive for some families, depending on what their financial need is or what they may qualify in merit aid. So when I'm working with families representing that financial pillar, it's working together with the other team members at Strategies for College to make sure every time a college is mentioned, I'll say, so let's take a look at what's the least you could possibly pay to go to the school. If there's no merit aid and you don't qualify for any need-based aid, then we have to start planning your financial plan saying you're going to pay $75,000, $80,000 if it's a private school. And then every single time a new college gets introduced, we make sure it's financially safe, or we readjust your financial plan to say the only way you want your daughter or son to apply to this college is if you're willing to spend that $75,000 or $80,000, if there's no way it'll be cheaper, because we do have a lot of that data and we know ahead of time, then don't even let your kids apply to those schools, so that when the time comes to actually make the selection and your kids will have multiple choices of colleges to choose from, hopefully, that every single one of them is financially safe. And then the only parts are the academic part of the pillar and the social fit to say, which ones do I want? There's going to be some difference in how much it'll cost, but you know that every single one of them is one that you've planned for. So that's how I think of representing the financial pillar.
That's really excellent. We always appreciate your expertise and your ability to decipher that. And I think the process is an important one with some give and take as we develop that list of schools that the students are interested in and that the parents want. And then what is the reality? And so I like to think of what we bring to the table is that dose of reality. And it gets centered in on what is affordable. So that affordability pillar is, of course, what we're asking you to be mindful of. And we're very thankful that you do it with Strategies for College, because we think of it as one of the hallmarks of this company is that it's our fit. Each pillar is equal. And it takes a very strong three-pillar foundation for a student to really do well.
Absolutely. And I think when I say that, financial fit assumes you've got the academic fit, and often they do intertwine when we're talking about merit aid, for sure. You know, it's so overwhelming, but it is so expensive. So we can't ignore the cost.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much, Beatrice, for taking a couple of minutes to talk with us today. And we appreciate you being on the team.
Thanks so much, Kathy.